when you look at the role of local government generally, a role in economic development, a role in infrastructure provision, a role in community development and social and community well-being, and then, I suppose, generally a role in compliance and licensing and enforcement, essentially to engage with business communities and individuals and help them understand and indeed help ourselves understand what it is that we need to be doing so that when a decision is made as to what the final shape of it is, that we can best work with it.
When you're liaising and speaking to managers from other local authorities across the country, one of the big differences is that you're involved in a council that has regular daily cross-border links. You have regular and daily cross-border discussions with your colleagues in Derry, Fermanagh, Tyrone and so on. So Donegal is closer to the coalface and in a sense closer to the reality of Brexit perhaps than they are in the south or the southeast, for example.
Absolutely. And I suppose the one added dimension for any of the councils, and particularly Donegal along the border necklace, is that it impacts very particularly on individuals, and it impacts very particularly on communities, because, you know, irrespective of whether you have an address on the Derry side of the border or the Donegal side of the border, you're part essentially of the same functioning community. So understanding what needs to happen in order to make sure that that continues is particularly important, and that doesn't happen to the same extent in other parts of the country. I suppose when you look at it, there are three broad headings, as I see, where it impacts. It impacts at the level of the state, and so our GNP or GDP is plus or minus percents. You look at it then at the level of the region, and within that overall national perspective of whether it's a few percent up or a few percent down, that can get distributed disproportionately, because particular parts of the country are best suited to opportunities, other parts of the country are more likely to face challenges. And then you bring it right back down to the local. So how does business continue? How does family life continue? How does communities continue? And then when you add in the complexity of the impact of the currency exchange at local level in particular, you know, it does make it different the closer you are to the border, obviously, the more intense it is. But, you know, having that all said, there have been different iterations of how the border works over many decades. And I suppose we've had our own form of hard and soft borders over time, depending on the circumstances. And this is yet another iteration of it. And I think it's important that we all work together to ensure that we can develop as much certainty as possible and help businesses to continue to operate and deliver the service they do, but also help them to continue the good work of expanding and adding to the economy at local and regional level, which they have done in particular over the past 3 to 5 years.